Every day in Riverton, part of my commute is to drive up Sunset, and right there in the corner of Sunset and North 8th West, I get to check on the progress every single day of the Rendezvous Dental Building. Boy, does it look great. And I've spoken to Dr. Crane about it, but I've seen some blueprints of what this building's going to look like, and it is just as sharp as can be. They've got big plans for when they open, but of course, they've already got a great facility right now at 312 North 8th West, and that's where you can book an appointment for today, and then you get to be on their patient list as soon as they move into that sharp new building. Rendezvous Dental is accepting new patients now, including children, so bring the entire family. They do a great job. They give back to the community. Great folks, amazing staff at Rendezvous Dental, 312 North 8th West, currently in Riverton. And the County 10 podcast is also brought to you by our great friends at the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, just outside of Lander. Great spot to stay. If you're thinking about coming to the Lander area anytime soon, I would recommend grabbing a hotel there. You get to enjoy 24-hour a day gaming. The Decagahi restaurant is a good spot for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, really. 8 to 8 is their hours of operation. And then the snack bar is open out there, too, from 11 to 11. That's the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino. And the County 10 podcast brought to you by the great people at Elevate Rehab. They are under a new name at Elevate Rehab, which I'm still sort of getting used to. Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy. They're at 4th and Main and Lander. They treat conditions that affect the entire body. Return to work training and FCE testing are some of their specialties. They've got two physical therapists, Dr. Ryan Flatt, Dr. Stephen Elmer, and the only two hand therapists in Lander, Michelle Mazur and Laura Varner. More details on Elevate Rehab on their Facebook and on their website. Thanks to Elevate Rehab for making the County 10 podcast possible.
This is the County 10 podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Tuesday, January 28th to you. It is the County 10 Podcast. We're back in the Porter's 10Cast studios. I'm Jared Anderson. Glad to have you here. Want to give a big thank you to everybody who's recently given us a rating and a review and a subscription on your favorite podcast app. Those are making a huge difference. And if you haven't yet, if you don't mind, if you are listening to this on an app, I should clarify, give us a rating and a review if you don't mind. That really, really helps the show. It helps others find us. We'd sincerely appreciate it. Also, if you know of somebody that may be interested in the County 10 podcast or another show on the 10Cast network, please tell them about it. Just one friend makes all the difference to us. We really, really appreciate and we rely on that word of mouth to help these shows keep going. So thank you very, very much for that. Excited to chat about the Pedigree Stage Stop Dog Sled Race today on the show. Last year was my first experience with it, and went to the Lander portion of the race. They did it last year on the Loop Road. This year, it'll be at the Louis Lake parking lot on South Pass. Unfortunately, not enough snow to do it on the Loop Road this year, but give folks in the South Pass area an opportunity to go see, and an excuse to get up there this time of year is kind of nice, too. So that's coming up on February 5th. It's Stage 5 of the Stage Stop Race, again, on South Pass. The night before that, February 4th, there's going to be a little meet and greet in downtown Lander on Main Street again this year where folks can come out and meet the dogs and the mushers. That was really fun last year, too. I just can't recommend this event enough overall, especially if you love dogs, and who doesn't, frankly, right? Everybody, I think, at least that I know, loves dogs, and you can come meet the mushers and talk about this fascinating, unique sport as well. And joining us on the telephone right now from Jackson is the event organizer, the race director for the Pedigree Stage Stop Dog Sled Race. Mr. Dan Carter is with us. Dan, I know you're busy this week with the start coming up on Saturday in Alpine. First of all, thanks so much for clearing time out of your schedule and joining us. Appreciate that. I'm curious, your position of director, what do you get to do exactly?
Yeah, I am the race director. So I oversee, you know, all functions of the event and deal with all of our internal staff and our permitting with the Forest Service and other entities, and am the main contact with the title sponsor, Pedigree.
Very good. What's your background like? You're not from the area, are you? How'd you get involved with this race, and where are you from?
Yeah, well, I'm from Indianapolis originally, but I lived in the Rocky Mountains for 20 years in Jackson area for about 14, 15 years, and Utah and California and other parts of the West. But I got into the sport of mushing in 1995 after I graduated from college, and worked as a sled dog tour guide in Minnesota, and then connected with Frank Teasley, the race founder here in Wyoming, and raced out of his kennel for 6 or 7 years, and competed in the stage stop during that time in the late 90s and early 2000s. And then kind of retired from the sport to pursue some other things. And Frank asked me to come on as a timer about eight or so years ago, which I agreed to. And after a couple of years of being the chief timer for the race, I came into the position of race director. So this is my, I guess, sixth year now.
Yeah, very good. What drew you to the sport? I mean, I can see why it's so likable, but what did you find most likable about it?
Well, I'd always had an interest in, you know, outdoor activities and, you know, being sort of accomplished in, you know, all things outdoors. So after college, instead of, you know, pursuing a kind of an office job or however you want to call that, I moved to northern Minnesota and was a wilderness guide in the Boundary Waters canoe area for a lodge up on the Gunflint Trail. And my plan was, after that summer of guiding in Minnesota, to head west and kind of ski bum around a little bit. But they asked me to stick around for the winter because they had a dog sledding program as part of their winter activities for their guests in the wintertime. And I just, you know, jumped on it. There was no hesitation. I was like, yeah, I want to try this. And so my first exposure to the sport, I was pretty hooked and ended up, you know, actively involved in it in the sport as a musher, whether a tour guide or a professional racer for about 10 years. And, 25 plus years later, I'm still involved.
I imagine there is a great deal of training for you and the mushers we'll see in the stage stop race coming up. And I think a lot of people see the race itself and think that that's pretty enduring or takes a lot of time and energy. But I imagine this is a year-round sort of thing for mushers raising these dogs and making sure they're trained 12 months a year.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle, you know. Anytime you're caring for animals, you know, that's 365. And, you know, our event, the stage stop, draws a pretty high level of competitors. So these guys are really dedicated and, they are, you know, working towards, thinking about planning for, their winter racing season, year round pretty much. And for a lot of the mushers, the stage stop is the pinnacle event of their winter racing season. A lot of mushers, will keep their dogs in shape throughout the summer by, you know, just free running them, let a group of dogs, loose and, hop on your ATV or your bike and head out on some trails and let the dogs just run along with you. And then once the kind of snow starts to fly and you need to focus more on sort of the team aspect of training, then they'll, you know, hook the dogs to the gang line and, either use the ATV, to control that group of dogs in the team, or if they have enough snow, of course, they'll hook to a sled in that fall training season. And then, training, most mushers are training as far as, conditioning their dogs, you know, 3 to 4 days a week. And then in between that, they're doing prep work, working on their equipment and all the other things that go along with preparing to be on the road for extended periods of time.
Yeah. What's this race's background a little bit? I know we're entering the 25th year of the Pedigree Stage Stop Dog Sled Race. Has it always been a big deal in the Rocky Mountains? Is that a relatively new thing that this is one of the bigger races that these mushers look forward to? Give us a little bit of the history, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, sled dog racing has been around the Rockies for, you know, a long time. There are some races that are, you know, smaller races that are still active in the Rocky Mountains that have been around longer than the Stage Stop. But this is our 25th year, and, you know, Frank Teasley founded the event in 1995. The first race was in 1996. And, you know, he came from like a distance mushing background. He is a multi-time Iditarod veteran, but was living here in Wyoming, and was inspired to put on, you know, his own race. And the race has changed over the years. You know, in its first dozen or so years, it was a longer race. It was an 11-day race. There were some longer runs in it. There were some campouts, and it was actually an Iditarod qualifier. And now the race, we've shortened the mileages and we've reduced the number of stages a bit, mainly just to keep up to speed with changes and evolutions in the sport. So now the Stage Stop is an 8-day event, and our distances are between 30 and 35 miles per each stage.
How have Wyoming spectators and fans kind of received this? Do you see larger crowds every year? Is it pretty consistent? How have the people of Wyoming reacted to this event?
Well, in the communities that host the various stages, I think we have become sort of a part of the winter nomenclature and culture, so to speak, that, you know, people, you know that it's an annual event and anticipate it coming into their community. And, you know, we're fairly active. We have an education program, where we tie, you know, core learning to the sport of mushing, in the area schools where, teachers can get their classrooms involved in a learning format that's related to the sport of mushing and this race in particular. And so we do school presentations where competing mushers will visit one of the local schools and give a presentation to the classrooms, showing the kids their equipment and introducing them to some of their dogs and what it's like to be a musher. And then we also get a lot of field trips where the schools will bring some of the kids out to the start-finish areas at some of the stages. So we do our best to really, you know, make it open and welcoming to the communities, and I hope we've been successful at that.
Definitely. That's really, really cool. I know we've got listeners from all over the region, so hopefully you can find the stage that's closest to you. But since we're broadcasting from Fremont County and Lander is the closest stage to us, I'm curious if you've got any details about the Lander stage of this race. I know it looks like it may be on South Pass again this year instead of the Loop Road, and you were telling me too off mic that there may be a little meet and greet opportunity for the Lander crowd.
Sure, yeah. we're going to be in Lander on, I hope I'm getting this right, I'm not in front of my race schedule right now.
Sure, we can link to it too.
Sure. On, I think it's Monday evening, we'll be in downtown Lander for a meet and greet. And that's pretty fun. We kind of caravan with all the mushers trucks and the official vehicles into town. And it's kind of a festive atmosphere. The mushers are available. They've got some of their dogs out that, people can meet and, ask the mushers questions and get to know them a little bit. And then, on Tuesday, is the Lander stage, and this year we will be running out of the Louis Lake turnout, the South Pass turnout for the Louis Lake trailhead. if we can, we like to run out of Sinks Canyon because just like the parking situation there is better, but it doesn't always have the enough snowpack to get up those switchbacks. So we're going to be out of the Louis Lake trailhead this year on South Pass.
Okay, good to know. Certainly encourage everybody to go check out the meet and greet and the race itself, and be kind when you're up there parking. Finally for you, Dan, I guess, how can folks help this race? How can we make sure it exists for a long period of time? Is it just coming out and cheering on the mushers? Is there any way people can go above and beyond to help support?
I would say just you know, just be a fan is the simplest and the easiest thing to do. And we've got a Facebook page that we try and keep, you know, updated with lots of information, photographs, videos, race commentary, biographies on the mushers. And all of that is on our website as well, which is wyomingstagestop.org. You know, we post the results, and we try, and even though we're, this competition is in some remote areas, we try and put enough information out there so that fans can feel a part of the event and know what's going on. You know, we are producing a documentary on the race this year, kind of to commemorate the 25th anniversary, and we hope to be able to highlight all the communities that we're going to be moving through in that documentary film, and hopefully we'll get it distributed, and people can watch that film and see places that where they live and visit, and that will make them feel even more connected to the event, because I mean it is a Western Wyoming event that draws, you know, mushers from all over North America and gets attention, you know, worldwide.
Definitely. Anything I missed or anything else we need to plug for you?
Gosh, I can't think so. Just right. Like, if you are interested, if this sounds like something cool, come out to one of the stages. It's a lot of fun. We have, you know, the mushers and the dogs are, you know, really accessible. You can walk around and look at the dogs, watch the mushers as they go through their pre-race and post-race activities. You can stand right along the starting chute and watch the teams take off on the trail and come back to the finish line. It's a festive atmosphere. We've got a concession trailer where we offer, you know, free food and hot drinks. So we absolutely encourage folks to come out and get eyes on what we're doing. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I encourage everybody to do that. Again, WyomingStageStop.org is the website. There's a Facebook page. Dan, best of luck. Rooting for you and everybody involved. Thanks for all the energy you put into this, and really appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. I appreciate it. And thanks to all the host communities and the chairpersons and volunteers that welcome us and help make this event possible.
Dan Carter, race director of the Pedigree Stage Stop Dog Sled Race. I really enjoyed being a spectator last year, and I can't wait to do that again this year. Look for photos and details of the Lander Stage up at county10.com. In fact, we'll follow the race at County 10 after it starts, and we'll give you updates on the mushers, and I believe we're going to try to track down a couple of mushers to talk to a little bit later on the podcast. Maybe it's during the meet and greet. We'll go interview a couple of them and see how the race is going, but looking forward to covering it again this year at County 10, and you can go to WyomingStageStop.com for more details. Thanks to Dan for his time. Want to thank a couple more folks who make this podcast possible before we get to a couple of community events to tell you about, like the folks at the Wyoming Department of Transportation, our good friends at YDOT working hard again this week to remove that snow and icy spots. There's several still around Fremont County, including in our communities here, and another batch of snow in for us on Wednesday, it looks like. But YDOT out there every day working hard to make sure those roads are clear and ready for you to take on here in this crazy Wyoming weather. We thank them. Also, they remind you to please buckle your seatbelt. No matter the conditions, no matter how far you're going, seatbelts save lives. Please buckle up. Thanks to YDOT for making the show possible. And the County 10 podcast is made possible by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique at 258 Main Street, beautiful downtown Lander. Go hit them up and and ask about Kimes Ranch brand jeans. Try some on, see how they feel. They're going to be stylish, but they're durable too. They're perfect for your rugged Wyoming lifestyle. They last 2 to 3 times longer than the average pair of jeans. Those are Kimes Ranch brand jeans, and you'll only find them at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. Go say hi to Janet and the fine folks over there at 258 Main Street in Lander. There are several events for the first weekend of February up now under the 10 Guide feature at county10.com. If you want to click that big round button on the front page and filter through these, or if you've got events coming up that you'd like the rest of the county to know about, feel free to add those absolutely free. Some of the big highlights, the annual Wyoming Winter Fair happens this weekend. This is the first weekend of two at Landers Community Center and the Old Timers Rodeo Arena. Friday and Saturday, I don't have times. I don't see them anywhere, but I assume these are all-day events. You can dig into more details on the 10 Guide and at their Facebook page if you follow Wyoming Winter Fair. They'll also be back not only this Friday and Saturday, but the following Friday and Saturday, which I think is February 8th and 9th. Coming up this weekend as well, the annual Ron Thon Memorial Wrestling Tournament takes over Riverton. Last year, between 2,000 and 3,000 people were estimated in town for this tournament. This is a huge deal. This is tougher than the state tournament for wrestlers, as it's all classes competing against each other, the best of the best. Huge event, and there's going to be a lot of buses and extra folks around Fremont County for this one. Also, a quick heads up, the 9th annual Not-So-Wild Wild Game Dinner is being hosted by the Hillcrest Baptist Church in Riverton. This is free and open to the public. You don't have to be a church member to attend this meal. It is February 8th at the Fremont Center, and admission doors open at 5:30, and then the dinner bell rings at 6 p.m. I'm told there will be prayer and a service, but again, you don't have to be a church member to go to this event. In fact, we'll chat with some folks from Hillcrest Baptist Church on the show a little bit later this week. In fact, that show may be out today, a little bit more about this event. And that brings me to this. If you've got an event, no matter what it is or whatever group you're with in town, we certainly would love to hear from you. If you'd like to pass along the event details, that's great. If you want to come be a guest on the show, that's fantastic too. This is supposed to be an outlet for friends and neighbors in Fremont County to be able to brag about themselves, to share details about events, to get to know one another. So if you'd like to be on the show, email us anytime, 10cast@county10.com, or even if you've got tips, suggestions, people we can reach out to make interesting shows. That's what we'd like to do best. 10cast@county10.com, the easiest way to get in touch. If you're not following 10cast on Facebook, please go do that, and you can always shoot us a message there as well. We check that every single day. Thanks again for your subscriptions, ratings, and reviews. Those mean a lot to us, and we want to thank Dan Carter for his time today from the Pedigree Stage Stop Dog Sled Race. Have a great rest of your Tuesday all across Fremont County. Lance Godey's got a new Positively Mental. There's a new Radcast Outdoors due out tomorrow. Freako Wico is also due out tomorrow. And Scott Fuller's got a new episode of Dead and Gone in Wyoming ready for us. That's coming out a little bit later this week. Have a great one, everybody, and we'll talk to you again on the County 10 Podcast.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porter's. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique and Rendezvous Dental for making the show possible. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter for more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news. Visit county10.com.